We turn our attention now to the DA spokesperson for Environment, Forestry and Fisheries, Dave Bryant, who's going to give us his perspective on what has been on the go with respect to this fire. Dave, welcome to Breakfast with Rufido.
Morning, Rufido. Thanks very much.
Certainly. There's a view from the DA that not enough was put into place from a contingency perspective. Can you help us understand what you might have expected for us to have in place?
Sure. Thanks so much, Rafael. I mean, just firstly, I just want to echo, I was listening to JP earlier, I just want to echo sentiments in terms of, you know, the hard work that's being undertaken by the firefighters and the rangers and the volunteers and everybody who's involved. I mean, I personally am a UCT alumnus, so seeing the devastation at the university in particular has, you know, been a very difficult thing to see. But just in terms of our position on the matter, I submitted a question to Minister Barbara Creasy in February, and we asked quite specifically around how prepared we were for the fire season on the mountain. And she came back with quite a comprehensive response, and there were a few things in there which she articulated, specifically that fire breaks were being cut, that the fire breaks were in place to prevent the fires from moving across into residential or suburban areas and damaging buildings, but that there was also a responsibility on the property owners themselves. So now, unfortunately, we found that subsequently now, after looking into it, that a number of those fire breaks weren't in top condition. But the real question is around a significant number of invasive trees, and just around UCT itself, there are two huge banks of old pine trees, very old pine trees, and a lot of invasives and a lot of debris that has also been building up over a number of years. And normally during summer in Cape Town, we do have fires, but those fires normally consist of fynbos fires, and in a fynbos fire, what they term your fuel load is quite low. Now, the area in and around UCT on those slopes where we had these pine trees and the old pine trees, the debris around them, it ignited so quickly and spread so fast that Sanparks have actually admitted yesterday in the response that they put out that they were aware that there was this high fuel load. So we want to know why that wasn't addressed. We want to know why between Sanparks and UCT it wasn't effective communication, because if measures were taken, if steps were taken to at least clear some of that debris, we could have been sitting in a situation where a lot of those old books, manuscripts, and potentially even the mill could have been saved.
Certainly. Dave, how regularly does Sanparks actually clear that area?
So they, from my understanding, is they cut fire breaks once a year, but that debris has been building up over many years. And you know what we're seeing, unfortunately, with Sanparks is that it's a government entity. It's the same as Eskom. Unfortunately, it doesn't always get the same level of scrutiny, as Eskom and some of the others do. But they do have serious financial challenges. They had over 200 million rand in irregular expenditure last year. So the issue isn't the guys on the ground. It's not your regular rangers. These are fantastic people who are doing their best. But they're just unfortunately not getting the financial support. They're not getting the budget they need. And I think they would be doing a lot more if there was a concerted effort to actually address the issues on the mountain. And that's not only the fires. It's also the security issues that we've been seeing over a number of years. The cutting of tracks, the maintenance of facilities on the mountain. So it's a major concern for us going forward. And, what we really want to see is a proper investigation. Obviously, there's going to be the investigation, by the SAPS into this arsonist or this alleged arsonist. But we also need an investigation in terms of what was done and what was not done. And it's not only Sanparks, it's also UCT, because I understand that UCT were aware of the danger of these pine tree banks on their own properties as well. Why was more not done to clear that? Because it's not only UCT that has lost these documents and this information. And, you know, the mill, it's Capetonians, it's the Africans. These are things that we can't get back, and we need to demand answers, and we need to ensure that our public institutions are fulfilling their role and their mandate.
When do we expect that investigation to be undertaken?
Well, I'm going to write to the minister myself as well today. You know, obviously the priority first and foremost is making sure that these new fires that seem to be springing up elsewhere are addressed, and that we get those fires out and we make sure that everybody is safe. But I think that investigation needs to start as soon as possible. And I'm going to be writing to the minister today to ask that investigation be kick-started as soon as possible.
Many thanks, Dave Bryant, a spokesperson for Environment, Forestry and Fisheries on behalf of the Democratic Alliance.